Good morning, everybody. This is Udonna Power in Los Angeles. We're here every Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Pacific Time, for 15 minutes of inspiration, focus, of connecting with each other. So much fun to be on a few minutes early and listen to people coming on. It's so remarkable who we are becoming, who we are all together, and who we are becoming together. It's really remarkable. I want to thank the man who's put this call together. He held it together for almost 10 years now. I've got to call, talk him offline and find out exactly how long this is, but it's a long time. And it's fresh and new every morning. He has new trainers every morning. He's held it together. He's won every award there is in Isagenix, just about. He's one of the pillars in our company. He's built one of the largest teams, and he's transformed his life in so many ways that it's just an honor to be here doing the self-development work that we're now doing, just transforming lives in other ways. It's my honor to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Well, thank you so sincerely, Udonna Power. We all just completely love you. Thank you. And thanks, everybody. Hi. Welcome to our team call. Boy, what energy going on the 3 minutes before the call starts. I'll tell you what, I don't know if there's a call like it in the whole company, and I'm just so grateful to be part of it. And I'm just honored. I'm honored you would take the time to call into the number. I'm honored you would either figure out how to make it so that you can just press the little password and automatically goes, or if you actually look at the password every time. I think that's cute too. However you do it, or if you even more advanced, you've learned how to go to Personal Power Podcast and listen to some of the recordings. And that's cool too. So I just honor the journey you're on. Let's all do something together that unifies us, that brings us together right now to prepare ourselves for a message. Let's all take a breath together. So straighten up on three, one, two, three, breathe in deeply and hold it. Now, while you're holding it, I want you to know that the breath you just took was the most important breath until the next breath. And so now let's breathe out. Let's breathe in to see if it's there. Isn't that amazing that the most important element in our lives, there's an abundance of that we could never run out of? That's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool statement. That's a pretty cool idea, thought. I'm just so excited. Thursdays we bring on an up-and-comer. It's interesting of what I was thinking about the five trainers of the 5 days. All are millionaires. Now, this one is a millionaire. Well, she's already a millionaire, I'm sure, but as far as the company recognizes millionaire-ness status, it's got to be, I'm talking any day, for sure, this year. But how cool that just a few years ago, it wasn't so. She was struggling. She was working doubles. She was working all night long. She was doing something brilliant for people. But her touch wasn't quite as big as it is now. She's made a complete change in her ability to reach out and leverage service and love to other people. Now, that is a beautiful thing. So just with great honor and respect, I bring on 6-star, soon-to-be 7-star, Casey Pluff. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, I am home this morning in North Carolina. So... you know, I was just sitting here. I'm sitting here right now in my little inspirational room where I just have all these quotes and just photos that remind me of how just to, you know, live life in your passion and to love. And I have my sweet little puppies sleeping that I missed so much from being gone. I mean, almost 3 months, you know, I was out there just on the road traveling, building a business. Took a lot of downtime too, though, you know, over in Australia and Indonesia, but just really, you know, hitting it hard too. And now my friend Chris is here, and my friend Cindy's here, and we're sitting here and we're building and you know, just really masterminding together. And just, you know, on Monday morning, we were in Colombia, and I was doing a training there for my team and picking up my puppies. And we were walking, and my friend Belinda had been staying at my parents' house doing a spiritual seminar there and speaking on just how food really can keep us down and how food can really lead to one's spiritual awakening. So here, this woman used to be in corporate America in the banking industry, completely unfulfilled, and now she's staying at my parents' house speaking about foods and spirituality, right, a year later and just killing her business. And we were walking on the road, and it was a gorgeous day, sunny, 70 degrees. Gosh, I love the South. And Chris flew in from Chicago, flew into Atlanta, took a mega bus to Alabama, right where she met me, and then drove all the way to Columbia with me after we stopped and did a presentation, right? So talk about some dedication to get some training on, taking a mega bus. I was like, I got my eye on you, girl. Are you willing to take a mega bus? But on that walk, first off, it was Monday, and I was thinking, holy moly, I'm getting paid today, and I'm taking a walk. This is how Monday should be for everybody. I love Mondays because not only do we get that residual 6%, it is just that it reminds me of the service that I'm doing to help people be able to take a walk with their very best friends and people that they're changing the lives of others with on a Monday afternoon because it's a nice day outside instead of being stuck somewhere in an office or being unfulfilled and talking about how we can change more lives. And Chris is new, and, you know, Belinda, she's one of our rock stars, and I asked her, Belinda, she has more consultants in her downline than anybody in my 11,000 people in my downline. Belinda has more consultants. And I asked her, I said, what's some advice that you could give to Chris? Well, first off, she starts going into personal growth and keeping your state high and, you know, your vibration. So that was her first piece of advice to it. And then I said, okay, well, what about a skill set? If you could say a skill set that you've learned. And she said, listen. She said, I have learned how to listen. And that gave me goosebumps when she said that, because that's really what it is. And anybody who knows Belinda, she'll tell you she loves to talk, right? She loves to talk, and I love listening to her talk. But she's a talker. But that is the number one skill set that she said. If she's had to go over anything on how she's becoming successful, it's to listen. Listen and love. And that right there is just something that I said, I'm going to have to share that, because just how brilliant is that one piece of advice. Listen more, talk less. Listen more, talk less. It's really something that we can all benefit from. And I continue to work on that, to listening more and talking less. And, I was blessed enough to talk to Kathy Coover the other day. And I was talking to her and just, gosh, God bless that woman and that family. And I asked her, you know, what's that one thing, if she could leave me with one piece of advice, what would it be? And I mean, you know, you have Kathy Coover on the phone. You got to be listening and asking questions. And she said, oh, Casey, there's so many things if I were to give you an aha or one thing. But I think I can sum it up in this for you. The new associate interview. And she said, because you really can only go as far as the people that you're running with. And you work with those people who are just as committed as you are, who is just as serious as you are, who are willing to do what you're willing to do, who are willing to do planes, trains, and automobiles, right, to get to an event, to just soak in some learning. You work with those people, and everybody will inspire everybody because they'll see it, and it will help you let you know how to help people, right? Now, again, are we going to just be holding hands with all of our product users? Yes, that's part of that new associate interview, though, that new associate checklist, getting exactly to somebody's health goals. Just casting the vision, I'm morally obligated to share this opportunity with you. But, you know, if they don't want it, then they don't want it. But that new associate interview will then allow you to match exactly where you are. And truly, you know, it really does let you know exactly what's the next event that they're going to. What's the what do they see some obstacles for them? Their strengths. What's their why? What do they want this for? And of course, we all know it starts with that why. So really, you know, if Kathy Coover says to do it, you know, Kathy Coover told you, Lenny, to write your names down in a red notebook, and you did it. You told me to do that. I did it. And I can tell you, there's so many people that are now throughout my organization that I had written down in my my red notebook, and I know more are coming from it. So, you know, Kathy Coover, the one piece of advice was the new associate interview. So my challenge for everyone is if you have not done a new associate interview, then I would 100% get on isogenicsbusiness.com. I would go to start, and I believe it's the fourth one down, the fourth little thing down about setting up a new member. You click on it, and there's a new associate interview. And what's so epic about Isogenics is that is also in all the countries that my organization is in, and it's in the language that it's in, that new associate interview. And you click on that, you print it out, you fill it out, and you get it back to your mentor or your sponsor. Now, if your sponsor is not somebody active in building this business, you find your closest upline link, crossline, somebody that can be your accountability partner, and you get them that new associate interview, and you send that to them. And, you know, and I can tell you, and looking back on it, I didn't even realize it, but Jennifer Trinkner, when she had sent me my welcome email, there was a commitment sheet in there. And that commitment sheet, I was just using really the products, but it was like, it did ask. It said, do you commit to your health? Do you commit to AutoShip? And I said yes, and I faxed her back. I took my photos, I sent it to her, I faxed it back. And I think I was one of the first people to do that for her, and here I am, right, her number one earner currently. So you think about that. What a subconscious thing going on there, because I didn't even know really what I was doing. I just got something, and I said, all right, well, she told me to fill this out. I'm going to fill it up. I'm pretty coachable. So I was like, okay. But, man, what a subconscious thing that went into me, I guess, because it was really, you know, committed. Do you commit to learning, you know, and things like that? Yes, yes. So that is absolutely my challenge to everyone, is to, you know, really start using that new associate interview. And and I use it all the time, and it's such a blessing. But it's so true. It allows you to guide your time. And when you do have a team, you know, of 11,000 people, it's very important to guide your time. And if you have a team of one person and not just one person is you, it's very important to know what your goals are and what your commitment is, so that you can then have a team, you know, that's growing and, you know, eventually to you. And I mean, gosh, you know, 150,000 plus people. So that's really my message for today, is just that new associate interview. Kathy Coover said it, so I got to pass it on.
You know, what an appropriate message. What a beautiful and important and appropriate message for every single one of us. You know, Kathy Coover is our leader. She created that years ago. Gosh, I you know, I'm going to be really transparent right now and say that I've done it a lot. I have used the new associate interview a lot, a couple hundred times maybe in 12 years, but I haven't really focused in on it as much as I feel like I deserve to, and my leaders deserve to, as of late. And so I'm taking the challenge to rock out 10 new associate interviews with my top 10 leaders. If you're listening and you're one of them, let's rock it. Go to isogenicsbusiness.com and print that puppy out, and I'll print one out. You fill it out. As soon as we make our phone appointment, I'll have a blank one in front of me with only one thing on the top, your name, and then I will ask you the questions, and you will read to me what you wrote. What's so beautiful, and you're right on, Casey, is that it's a document, it's a tool, but here's what it does. It forces the leader to listen. That is worth its weight. And thank you, Casey. That is brilliant. And it's right there. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just need to do it. And what a beautiful message today. Wow. I hope it's a beautiful. I don't know what's the weather like. What is the weather like in North Carolina?
It's been rainy, but so nice, just because, you know, you're sitting here with two of your girlfriends, and you're rocking out your business, and, you know, Chris is just absorbing everything. She's just starting to so we're loving it. It's rainy, but I'm loving it. I'm just enjoying being home. Being on the road for so long can really make you appreciate home, but yeah. We're going on the road again this weekend. Why? Because there's a Super Saturday. There's an event, right? So, getting my team to a Super Saturday. and going, and then doing a training afterwards and staying a night, you know, the Super Saturday. We rented out a room. We're doing trainings. You know, it's this business is so great, but that action, you know, is just so important. And listening to what your team is wanting, like Belinda said, just that listen and, you know, just being around people. And whenever I have the chance to get around my team or there's an event within certain driving distance, you know, we just do it. And so gotta get on the road again.
Well, we are so grateful for you, Casey, all of us. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your commitment to your team, and which is really a commitment to the company, which is really a commitment to yourself, which is just beautiful. So you guys rock your day there at your house. I love it. Everybody, wherever you are, let's do for sure one or two or three new associate interviews before Monday. I mean, today's Thursday. We could do one on Friday, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. I don't want to, you know, have you do too much. So you could do two or three in one day, but, you know, each one takes its own journey, because you're going to find out things about your new friend that you had no idea about because of the interview, because of listening, because of asking questions and then being forced to listen. What a beautiful tool that helps us. And let me just end with this, guys. And let's all take a big deep breath together wherever you are. Straighten up as much as you can. If you're laying down, just lay down. Remove the pillow from behind your head and so your spine is straight. On three, fill up to your utmost capacity. One, two, three, breathe in. And let it go. This is really an important, this is super important. You know, this whole idea that the quality of our lives, just follow this real quick, the quality of our lives almost always depends on the quality of our relationships. With ourselves, of course, and with all others. So the quality of our lives depends on the quality of our relationships. So what improves the quality of the relationship is communication. And so that's a fact. So follow the iceberg brick road here. Follow the path. If communication improves relationships, what's the number one skill that you can improve on to improve communication? Listening. And that is such a beautiful idea. And you know, I think it was Aristotle that said one of the most important human needs is the need to feel important. You cannot feel important if you're never heard. You can't be heard if no one listens to you. So, Belinda, thank you for your example. Casey, for teaching us today. And each and every one of you for everything that you are. Guys, this is one team. Let's go out and make a difference today. Because we can. And that's a beautiful thing. So one more breath in. I am ready, and let it go. And let's unmute these lines and let's do a 1, 2, 3 isogenic shout and take on this beautiful, thriving Thursday. Here we go, guys. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. 1, 2, 3.
All right.